Good morning. It is 10:28 here on 980 WCAP, and you are tuning into Chamber Chat with the Greater Lowell Chamber of Commerce. I'm Danielle McFadden, President of the Chamber, joined by my co-host, Dot Richards, from Cards by Dot, powered by Send Out Cards. I'm doing way better this time around with that.
It's rolling off the tongue very easily.
So it's such a busy time of year for you.
Oh, it is. It is. It's a fun time of year because it's really rewarding to be able to help people send out their holiday cards so they're not stressed. Yesterday, I took a long drive with my husband. He had a service call
up in
Hallowell, Maine, and you should have saw me because you didn't see me. I should have had my husband take a picture of me because I just took a picture of the laptop and the window, and I was seated in the van because his van has a hotspot, and it has a plug.
How cool is that?
For my laptop. So it was truly a mobile office.
That's awesome.
We were on the road, I called the customer and walked him through sending out his holiday cards.
That is so cool.
So it's so fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's so fun to have a mobile business that you can do anywhere.
Yes, even when you're, I just heard from Wendy. She's coming in.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
But you really do work from everywhere because you have a place up in Maine and you're like on the lake working.
I do.
And, yeah.
I talk to customers when I'm out on the boat. I tell them the only time I'm not answering my phone is if I'm in the water.
If I'm underwater, sorry, you're out of luck. Oh, my gosh. That's great. So let's tell businesses and listeners, because that's what's awesome about your business is that you appeal to everybody.
That's right. I mean, this time of year, anybody who wants to get those holiday cards out, you know, those personal ones with the family picture, or even you can kind of do your holiday letter card style, because there's plenty of room on the inside of the card to put a picture of each person in the family and just a little blurb about their accomplishments this year. And then the best part about it is Send Out Cards is going to print that card, stuff it in the envelope, address it, stamp it, and put it in the mail for you. And it's not too late. We tell everybody December 15th is the cutoff to guarantee delivery by Christmas. And that's only because we know the post office is overwhelmed with delivery. So we want to give it that full 10 days to get there by Christmas.
And really, if you have like an Excel list of addresses, then it takes as little or as long to create a card. It could take you 2 minutes, really.
It could.
Then you upload the list. You're done. You could be done in 10, 15 minutes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I had a video one time that I did for the chamber video contest, and it was, I could get my Christmas cards done before I finished half my beer.
That is perfect. That's perfect, but it's so true.
Yep.
And if you're thinking, okay, it's the 13th right now, guaranteed delivery by, I have to get them out by the 15th, you could always do a New Year card, too, if you just don't have the means.
Absolutely.
In the next couple of days.
I've got people telling me, okay, I don't have the bandwidth to deal with it right now. I'm going to do New Year's cards, and that's fine. That's fine. It's easy to do. We have a huge selection in the catalog for Happy New Year cards, and you can always create your own, and you can personalize it with pictures, and now everybody gets to brand themselves on the back of the card. So whether you're
really
a business
cool.
or just want to put a cool picture from your family vacation on the back of the card, everybody gets to use the back of the card at no extra cost.
That is so great, and I love that idea. For next year, I want to have like the kids draw a picture and upload a picture that they do. You know, so put pictures on the front, and then on the back, do some type of picture.
Absolutely. Lots of fun.
And for New Year's, that's a way to set yourself apart from other people, too, because everybody's sending holiday cards. So send a New Year card. You could even use a picture from the holidays.
Absolutely, yeah, because you're not going to send it out before Christmas.
Yeah.
So you can take a family picture at the holidays and then put that in your card and send that off, you know, wishing everybody the best in the new year.
Yeah.
It's easy. Just change the message a little bit, and you got a perfect card to send out. You can personalize it to everybody with our insert name function so that the card actually gets personalized.
That is great. That's what I'm doing next.
And we have the fonts that make it look like you hand wrote it yourself, or you can download a form and mail it in to them with your personal font and personal signatures.
I love that. That is super like different and cool and exciting. And you can also give gifts. along with your cards?
I did. This year I sent some gifts. I know they won't be listening, so I can say it on air. My niece has three little girls. They live out in Colorado. And I wasn't sure what to get them this year. And I often get them things from send out cards, like last year's birthday gifts for all of them. And luckily it stayed in stock all year. So each one of them got this pillowcase with positive affirmations on it. And when the third one got her birthday gift, she was all excited because she was hoping all year that she was going to get hers too.
How old are the kids?
Oh, you're going to put me on the spot.
Little kids.
About 11,
okay.
So 11, 9, and no, 10, 8, and 7.
Oh my gosh, so they're young enough. That's so sweet that they were so excited about that.
So this year's Christmas gift to them all, created a card special for each one of them and sent a box that's packed with all the ingredients to bake cookies. So one of them is getting the sugar cookies, one of them is getting snickerdoodle cookie mix, and the other is the chocolate chip cookie mix. So it comes with everything you need except the egg and butter. So, and I sent my niece a link, and I said, how about this for the girls, or you got to give me ideas? And she said, no, that'll be perfect.
That's awesome.
If it's in before Christmas, it's our Christmas Day activity, baking cookies.
That's the best, too, and I was just going to say that giving an experience or an activity, it's such a nice way to celebrate the holidays.
Absolutely.
And it gives them something to do, and they'll think of you the whole time.
So I can't wait to see the pictures on Facebook when they bake these cookies on Christmas Day.
We have Wendy Giuliano here. You don't have to come on right now, but sit down, and once you get acquainted. we're talking about Dot's business in this segment, and then we're going to go into Polka Dot Powerhouse in the next one, but you know Dot so well, and Dot is a
Wendy's been
is
a customer
Dot, so.
For at least a few years now.
Yep. It's a great tool.
Yes, Wendy's all about the personal touches, and that's a lot of what the Polka Dot Powerhouse does.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, send out cards is a perfect way to do it.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of businesses utilize it for that personal touch. And in addition to just doing the individual cards, you can set up multi-card campaigns so that you can have a thank you card that goes out to a customer. And later on in the year, a birthday card will go out on time, and maybe a holiday card. Or for realtors, they use the anniversary block in the contact manager as the anniversary of the sale of the house. So you create this campaign. Once the first one goes out, the others are going out on schedule without you having to think about it.
That's really nice.
It's these touches that are going to keep you top of mind with your clients and be sure that they know they feel appreciated.
And everything's really gone online to emails and social media. And so people are like really genuinely look forward to getting mail now because it's not as common as it used to be.
Exactly. We like to call it appreciation you can touch.
I like that. And I'm trying to convince Dot that she should write a book.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I keep jumping out of my comfort zone, so who knows? Maybe we don't know what 2019 will bring. We'll see.
Yeah, you know, I was at a food bank meeting last night with Wendy. I'm like, oh, you want to come on the radio tomorrow? I'm just constantly trying to make people feel
uncomfortable. This was a pleasant surprise. I didn't know you were coming. Yeah. I didn't know who was going to be here, but this is fun. I love co-hosting.
We love having you on.
It's a lot of fun.
So, you want to talk a little bit about your role at Polka Dot Powerhouse, Dot? And since we're kind of on your segment.
I'm the Life and Times Coordinator at...
Life and Times?
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It sounds like a magazine, like Better Home and Garden, Life and Times.
And some other chapters call it the Dot Love, but I'm like, that's too much Dot in there. Because if
Dot,
I say
Dot,
Dot is the Dot Love Coordinator, I'm like, nah, I'll stick with Life and Times Coordinator. And but basically what I'm doing is I'm helping Wendy by reaching out, posting on social media with the birthdays, everybody's birthday on their day, you know, gets a post. And so everybody will celebrate them for their birthdays. And I also... send out cards to them.
I was going to say,
surprise.
Tie that into that.
You know, when somebody's either having tough times in the hospital, had surgeries, had a death in the family, or also celebrating, you know, celebrating those good things, promotions, whatever it could be.
Babies.
Weddings, babies, love to celebrate the babies. Because, you know, I go on Facebook and grab a baby picture and that's going in the card.
I've been lucky recipient of those 3 times. I know my husband loves the cards when you send them. Oh, my gosh.
I have a lot of fun. And I have a lot of fun creating them. And They just don't take long to do, you know.
Don't it's tell fast. Everybody your secret. No, I'm just kidding. You want them to know how fast it is.
I want them to know. I want more customers. I love showing everybody how to be kind. It's all about spreading the kindness.
And it's really easy to set up an account, and you walk them through it, and you'll even meet them.
I'll meet anywhere.
Java room, all different places.
Or on Zoom, you know, for my distant people. Like, I couldn't meet with my customer in Hawaii, so I had to do it via Zoom.
Darn
Maybe
it, you can't write that off?
Helping you out there. I don't know.
I know. Wendy's there like twice a year now.
I know. You know, I have a feeling that I'm not making enough yet for my tax guy to let me write off a Hawaii trip. You know, if it was maybe a referral partner for me and we were setting up some training for all their customers, then maybe. So that's what I want to build. That's what I want to find, a referral partner in Hawaii. If anybody knows somebody, send them my way.
Hey, you never know.
But, you know, this time of year and every time of year, I get people started with send-out cards real easy because I show them how to send a free card. And I don't let them send it to themselves because some people are like, well, I'm just going to test it out. I'm going to send it to me. I'm like, no, you can't do that. You have to send a heartfelt card to somebody because I want you to experience getting that call from somebody and go, wow, I can't believe you sent me that beautiful card for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to get a card from me anyway, so don't worry. You'll see the cards.
Such a great point. Anything else you want the listeners to know about send-out cards? And so, I mean, there's a couple of days left. Do you have any availability in the next couple of days?
I do. My Friday's wide open right now, except for a morning meeting with my Dot sisters at KJ's Cafe. So, you know, see me there from 9 to 11.
Say, yeah,
I'll help you send a card.
Perfect. I'm going there on Monday for a ribbon cutting. They're having the ribbon cutting on Monday at 9:30, I believe. I'm going to look at the...
I have an appointment there on Monday with another Dot sister.
10 a.m.
No,
at
not Monday.
KJ
Tuesday.
Cafe. The ribbon cutting. So okay. If anybody's listening, they're right on 110 in Chelmsford, next, like across from Dunkin' Donuts, Visiting Angels, near
great
the
Bengals.
Radisson. So we're excited. Excited for them.
Yeah, it's a great place. I've been there a couple of times already. Looking forward to going back.
Yeah, so you can catch Dot there tomorrow. And like she said, the kind of the deadline to ensure that cards will definitely be reached before Christmas is the 15th.
The 15th. So you got to hit that send card button. So fear not. Give me a call, 978-204-4383. Or go to my website at cardsbydot.com.
And
send a free card.
Yes, and if tomorrow or Saturday is not viable for you to get that done, then send a New Year's card.
Absolutely.
Be different. Be creative.
Exactly.
I'm very different.
Stand out from the crowd.
Wendy's going for Valentine's cards. Nothing wrong with that. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. We're going to talk about Polka Dot Powerhouse. And I have the power team with me, one of them being a Dot. So, well, they're both Dots, but one's actually Dot. Anyways, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to Chamber Chat on 980 WCAP, where
everybody gets it.